Used by a married MILF, belly story. I'm a man in my late 20s. Chubby, average height, messy hair and glasses. Imagine nerd, that's me, but able to talk to people. Going abroad for work, I had to get a room in a hotel close to the airport. My plane was leaving early the next morning. I arrived around dinner time, went to my room for a quick shower, then downstairs to get something to eat. Of course, thanks to my luck, there were no free tables. I thought I would simply wait. When I noticed a lone lady waving at me, inviting me to join her. She looked older than me, probably in her 40s, definitely old enough to be called a MILF. She had mid-long dark hair and blue eyes and the cutest little nose. She was wearing a very professional formal work attire, a tight white shirt, and dark red pencil skirt. I thanked her for the invitation and sat facing her. She smiled beautifully as I introduced myself. Her name was Hannah. She also had an early plane the next day to go back home. We made small talk throughout dinner when I learned she was married with one teenage kid. As we kept talking, she grew flirtatious in both words and actions. Thanks to the flow of the discussion, I let her know that I wasn't really pro people cheating on their partner with me. Which she answered by softly rubbing her foot against my leg. And I should have stopped her. But I didn't. I hadn't had sex in a while and my second brain took over. Dinner came to an end and she wasted no time to invite me to her room, obviously to continue our conversation. She also paid for my dinner with a wink. That's when her phone rang. Her husband was calling. And even though she answered all lovey-dovey, she was obviously pissed. I could have used this opportunity to excuse myself and leave, but then I wouldn't be telling this story, would I? I obtained a pen and paper from the waiter, on which I wrote my room number, and gave her the paper with a wink of my own, and left her to her family business. About 15 minutes later, there was a knock on my door, followed by Hannah's voice announcing herself. She stepped in and put the Do Not Disturb sign on the knob, then locked the door. "I put my phone on mute," she said, putting her handbag down. I noticed she was also wearing heels, which made her the same height as me. I got closer, and she put her arms around my neck, her mouth millimeters from mine. "I understand if you don't want to go too far with a married woman," she whispered. "But there are some things my husband doesn't do that I miss." "Like?" I whispered back, trying to steal a kiss. She let her lips brush against mine, then brought them to my ear. "Get on your knees," she ordered in a whisper, before realizing I had done what I was told. She brushed my hair and then gently took my glasses off. Slowly, she undid her skirt to reveal that she was commando and had a cleanly shaven pussy. "Enjoy your second dinner," she said, her hand pushing the back of my head. And enjoy I did, helped by the sweet taste of her juices. As I was doing my job, I looked up to notice her taking off her shirt and bra to reveal breasts slightly bigger than her hands and a very fit body. She was moaning softly, giving me directions to make her feel better. Her hands grabbed my hair and she moaned harder, whilst calling me a good boy. I started rubbing my hands up her legs, and when I grabbed her ass, she pushed my face against her pussy, coming all over my face and tongue. Once she came too, she pulled my face off her juicy haven to look at me with delighted eyes. "Pull your tongue out," she told me, "and shove it into my cunt." Before I could react, though, she pushed my face forward, and all I could do was pull my tongue out of her to fuck. As she used me, I could hear her moan things like, "Yes," just like that, and "Good boy." I've missed this so fucking much. Soon enough, she was coming again, and I had to hold her as best I could so she wouldn't fall down. I stood up and helped her to the bed, where she promptly took her shoes off. "That was good," she said with a smile. "Now come here," she added, grabbing my t-shirt and pulling me in for a kiss. She was aggressive, biting my lips, shoving her tongue inside my mouth as if she hadn't been kissed in a long time. She held me against her body, and I felt her rubbing herself all over my crotch. I was very hard, and she liked it. "Get back to work," she said, breaking our embrace. "And this time, use your fingers, too." Being a good boy, I did as I was told. One of her hands went back to play with my hair, the other one teasing her breasts and nipples. I sucked on her clit, my fingers moving around inside her pussy looking for sensitive spots. When she let out a gasp, I knew I had found it. I focused on that spot with my fingers, my mouth sucking harder on her clit, my tongue moving back and forth across her. My free hand grabbing one of her breasts and pinching her nipple. She was getting increasingly louder, so much that she had to grab the pillow to muffle her screams. This time, she came harder than before, making a puddle on the sheets. "You bastard," she let out in a breath. She pulled me up for even more aggressive kissing, taking my top off in the process. In the makeout session, I ended up laying on my back, Hannah on top of me. Without missing a bit, she turns around to put her pussy back where it doesn't belong, but is most welcome, in my mouth. I feel her hands fondle around my jeans, tracing the outline of my cock and rubbing it through the clothes. "Even though you said you don't want to do too much with a married woman, you still got hard for me, you bad boy." I couldn't answer, my mouth being busy, smothered by her pussy, and eating her out. "Let me help you with that," her cunt still rubbing over my mouth. She undid my trousers and took them off, together with my underwear, to reveal my hard cock, oozing with pre-cum by now. "It's a nice looking dick you got there, much nicer than my husband's." I didn't know nor care if she was telling the truth, but hearing that made me twitch uncontrollably. "You like it when I talk about your dick, don't you?" She stood up, and I was left there, my tongue hanging out of my mouth, not knowing what to do. "Sit up," she ordered, and I did so. She sat down behind me, and I felt her breath against my neck, and her breasts pressed hard against my back. Her hands were softly caressing my face and chest. She gently nibbled on my ear and began whispering, "You make me feel so good. Now it's your turn. You were such a good boy for me. It's time to reward you." She brought a finger to my mouth, and I started sucking on it without even thinking. Not that I was able to think at all in that moment. "I know you want to touch your dick. I see it twitching. But not yet. I'm going to tease you first. I love teasing. But I've never been able to do it too much. So tonight, I'm going to enjoy having you all to myself. Wouldn't you like that?" She took her finger out of my mouth, allowing me to answer, "Yes," I softly said in a breath, eagerly anticipating. "Good boy," she said, putting her finger back into my mouth. "Now close your eyes and let me take care of everything." I closed my eyes at the same time. I felt her kissing my neck. She added a second finger in my mouth for me to suck, while the hand on my chest started playing with my nipples. "Tonight, you're my toy," she whispered in my ears between kisses. I couldn't help but moan through her fingers. "I'll do everything I ever want to do to a man." My back arched as she twisted hard on a nipple. "You're mine, all mine." She was kissing one side of my neck and then the other, alternating which ear she whispered into. "Good boy," she kept repeating, as I kept moaning. After what could have been an eternity or just a few minutes, she took her fingers out of my mouth. "Look at them, so wet from your spit." I wanted to answer, but she quickly put her other hand's fingers in my mouth to suck on. "Can you guess where these are going?" I had some idea, but I was unable to answer. Just look, she added, lowering them to my cock. The moment she touched it, I felt a jolt of pleasure running through my body. My back arched even more, my hands grabbing the sheets. This made her laugh with delight. Don't you come yet, Hannah whispered. You don't want to ruin my fun, do you? Indeed, I didn't want to, but she was making it very hard. She ran her two fingers all around my cock, randomly caressing it, while I could hear her call me good boy repeatedly. I don't know how I did not explode at that moment. She must have really had total control over me. After a delicious, yet torturous while, she took her other hand and put it on my balls, massaging them. My mouth being free at last, I moaned harder for her, saying, Hannah, over and over. Do you want to come that badly? She asked teasingly. Please. Yes, Hannah, please let me come, I begged over and over. You're such a good boy, she whispered. But not yet. The hand caressing my cock stopped to grab it in her fist, squeezing hard. I want to tease you some more first. She put her other hand above the fist, grabbing and squeezing more of my cock just as hard. You're mine, she whispered, before kissing my neck anew. That's when her hands began moving. She wasn't going up and down to stroke me. No, no, no. She was rotating her hands around my shaft, not giving me what I wanted. I started to moan harder, begging for her to stroke me, but she simply wouldn't. When I tried humping my hips into her hands, she put her legs and feet over mine to keep me in place. Now I really was just a toy to her. And to say the truth, I was loving it. I gave up trying to move my hips, but I still kept moaning and begging to no avail. Finally, after who knows how long, she stopped kissing my neck and asked, Do you want to come for me? But even though I had been begging her, even though her hands were covered in my pre-cum, I couldn't say it. She somehow had left me wanting more, and she knew it. Seeing that I wasn't answering, she repeated her question with an extra, Do you want to come for me, or do you want to do more? I knew what I wanted. I also knew what I really wanted. I want more, I begged in a whisper. She gave a good squeeze to my cock. What do you mean by more? If you don't say it, I can't give it to you, she whispered back. Well, I knew exactly what I meant by more. I still think it's not a good idea to mess around with married people unless they are in an open relationship, and I don't regret it. The moment I let her into my room, I had agreed to go against what I think. If it happened again, perhaps I wouldn't answer to her flirting with me. Perhaps I would stop it at flirting. But that day, I didn't. And despite what I think, it probably was for the best. I want, I stuttered. I want you to fuck me. I eventually whispered. She answered gently, turning my head and kissing me, not as aggressively as before, but more passionately. Are you sure? She asked. I'm a married woman. You don't have to do it. I answered the same way she did, kissing her. Good boy, she whispered. But first, there's something we need to take care of. Saying that, she began moving her hands up and down my cock, and it didn't take long before I came all over her hands. My back was aching. I was moaning and screaming at the same time, and she was calling me good boy over and over again. When I finally calmed down, she put her hands to her mouth, cleaning her cum-covered fingers. She then stood up, holding my head, before gently placing it down on the mattress. I was laying down, recovering from one of the most intense orgasms I had ever had, when I felt something wet and warm on my still half-hard dick. Looking down, I saw Hannah had gotten between my legs. She was running her tongue up and down the shaft, as if she was cleaning it. I wanted to say something, but I was unable to speak. Thankfully, she understood what was going on. I know you're sensitive right now, she said, looking at me. I'll be gentle. Don't worry. And gentle she was. She kept licking and kissing my cock and balls while I laid there, softly moaning. I looked down a few times, and when our eyes met, she would smile at me. After a moment of that treatment, I obviously got hard again. By then, she was going harder on me, but kept only using her mouth, her hands being busy teasing her tits and pussy. As her head was bobbing up and down, I felt in heaven. She eventually stopped, then kissed her way up to my lips. "I'm going to take you now. Don't move." She put her hand on my cock and guided it to the entrance of her drenched pussy. She moaned anew as my cock slowly entered her. She managed to work her way down, sitting on me, my cock entirely inside of her. "Don't move," she said again. "You're a little bigger than what I'm used to." Maybe she was telling the truth about my size after all. She took her time to settle down, moaning as she did. When she was finally ready, she looked at me with a dirty smile. "I hope you're ready." Hannah began riding me back and forth, moaning uncontrollably. I grabbed her hips and moaned together with her. There wasn't much talking done anymore. It was only raw, primal lust. Two beings fucking just for pleasure. Teasing me must have made her really excited because she came quickly. But she didn't stop fucking. She took her hands and held them down above my head, then started moving alternately up and down or in circles. I started moving my hips as well, but she swiftly stopped me. "You asked me to fuck you, so don't move a muscle unless I tell you." Then she kissed me and fucked me harder. Her hands had let go of mine to go to my chest, and she was moaning even harder, not trying to hide her pleasure. "This is the best cock I've had in years," she said. As she said that, she began going harder and harder. At that point, she really was using me like a toy, and I loved it. She came quickly again with a screaming orgasm that I quieted down by bringing her close in for another kiss. She eventually calmed down, her hips only softly moving on top of me, our lips still locked together. She was the one who broke the kiss. "You want to come again, don't you?" She was looking at me, looking damn sexy, covered in a mix of our sweat. "Yes, please, Hannah," I started begging. "I want you to do it inside." I looked at her with shock. She was a married woman, a mother even, and she wanted me to. "I don't care. I'm on the pill," she leaned down to whisper in my ear. "I want you to fuck me hard with your big, hard cock until we come together. You inside of me." I still wasn't sure, though, my dick was. She put her face in front of me, and I saw it in her eyes. I saw that she desperately wanted it, and that I could trust her. So I started pounding from underneath, and she started moaning. I was holding her against me, fucking her with all my might, and she had her arms around my head, her hips fucking me back. We were moaning together, each other's names in between kisses, lost in the moment. It didn't take long for me to reach the edge. "I'm going to come," I said in a moan. "Me too," she answered, following with a kiss. We kept our lips together until we both came at the same time. If we hadn't been kissing, we would have woken up the entire hotel. I felt like I came even harder than I did the first time, and I think she had her hardest orgasm too. We stayed like that for a moment, embracing and kissing each other, enjoying the after sex bliss. "I need a shower," I whispered, breaking the moment. Without a word, she stood up, took my hand, and we went inside and showered together. We softly made out under the water, washing each other gently. When we finally left, we were both still obviously on a high, but not lusty anymore. She went through her bag to take out her little medication box, of which she took out a pill. She threw it to me to check. "I trusted you anyway, you know," I told her. "Better safe than sorry," she answered in a smile. We chatted a little bit after, and I learned that it wasn't the first time she'd done this. I told her what I thought, and she said that even though she agrees it's bad, she can't help it. We parted with a hug and wished each other good night, although it was going to be a short one.